is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. We'll tell you about how a police captain decided to interact with an unruly 10-year-old here in a little bit. And also take your phone calls about anything. 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it is Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
All right, so let's go right into the calls and the fun. Theft is on the line in Florida, the hip-hop libertarian. Hey, Theft.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I just found something out. So pardon my explanation, I'm not going to be too articulate with this. I'm getting into this right now, but ever since I started getting into, it's a little bit later than that. Around 2006, you know, I started seeing, buy gold stuff. You know, I've been paying attention to that since way back then.
Mm-hmm.
And, everywhere you listen to now, everybody's like, buy gold here, buy gold there. Some people even want to buy your gold. So everything is gold, right?
Sure.
And the other day, I found a podcast from somebody called Jan Irving. It's Gnostic Media. And he interviewed this man called Stephen Zarlenga. He used to be a libertarian back in the days and all this stuff. And he was a big Ayn Rand supporter. He now thinks that she's, like, evil or something like that. But he was talking about how we need to, you know, nationalize the banks. You know, and that's one thing that that's one thing that libertarians, you know, are not for. That's exactly what I said when he said that. I was like, God, let me take this off, okay? But I kept listening, and I don't know if it's so much that he's saying. Well, he is saying the government needs to take over the money supply, but wait, okay, how do I explain this? He was.
Well, the government has taken over the money supply. I mean, to some extent, the banks are...
It's not really the government. That's the thing. It's the Federal Reserve, a private company.
Yeah.
You all know that.
This is sort of
I know.
Theft, let me explain it to you real quick. This is one of the stances that sort of the ultra-conservatives will take, which is that we don't need these fraudulent, evil bankers controlling our fiat currency. We should give them to our bright, shining politicians who are responsible to you and me for their behavior.
That's the part that I agree with. But that's not really what I mean. That's what I called about. But
wait, what part do you agree with? I'm confused.
About letting the. This is why I'm calling, because I want to figure out why. What you guys think about nationalizing it. Because, okay, what he's trying to explain is that when we have gold as the standard and silver, that they're able to manipulate it. The private companies are able to manipulate it.
Actually, and it usually backfails when they try to manipulate the value of silver and gold.
Well, we did find out recently that it was with J.P. Morgan and some of the other big banks were actually selling silver and gold that didn't exist. So they were doing that to manipulate
recently.
The price.
He was making an example of what Abe Lincoln did with the greenbacks, the United States notes, and how the government was printing their own money. They weren't borrowing money and creating interest. And they started speaking about the Wizard of Oz and how that's really a story about the gold standard. And what's her name, Dorothy or whatever, she didn't really have ruby slippers on. It was silver slippers. And she was going down the yellow brick road trying to get to the Emerald City, which the Emerald City was an analogy to the greenback.
Yeah, we've heard this before, actually. We've heard that theory before. It's very interesting, and it is true that they changed the slippers from silver to ruby for the movie.
Yeah, let me point you guys to this movie. This lady named Ellen Brown, she wrote a book about the web of debt, and she broke down in there that story and all this stuff. So Bill Steele, this is the guy who made the documentary called Money Masters. I'm pretty sure you guys are familiar with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I've seen the whole thing, but I definitely am aware of it.
I've watched so many videos on money that I couldn't tell you.
Exactly. Well, he's got this new one called The Secret of Oz. You should watch it. I mean, I know you guys are busy and all this stuff, but maybe the guys, people that are listening to me, you know, you go, you know, torrent it, you can find it all everywhere online right now. You can find it. But it's pretty interesting, man. I mean, it kind of goes against what I think. I mean, they're saying nationalize it, take it away from the private industry. But I don't know if the government should be in control of this.
Right. Maybe okay. So let's address that issue. Let's address that issue, because really it's all coming from a false perspective in the first place. This idea that, well, we've got this free market in banks and it's terrible. Well, pretty much the banks are an extension of the federal government. I mean, they exist. We mentioned this earlier when Jason was on the line, but the banks exist at the pleasure of the Federal Reserve System and the federal government. Of course, the Federal Reserve, while it is a separate entity from the government, was created at the behest of the government people for the purposes of basically printing money for the government. And so, I mean, the Federal Reserve is as private as the post office is private, right? I mean, they're enmeshed directly with the federal government. And so all the banks are essentially – it is essentially a nationalized banking system just with the illusion of real competition.
It's more fascist. I mean, the banks tell the government what to do as much as the government tells the banks what to do. And this is what the premise of – the idea here is that, well, let the government control the monetary system and let the banks control banking. And I get where they're coming from, but the idea is that the bankers have done a poor job with the monetary system. I agree. But that the politicians will do a better job with it. And if that's true, it's only incrementally true. The only way to have a good monetary system is to turn it over to the marketplace and let people decide what it is that they want, you know, from their money. And that's what's going to work the best.
Yeah, that's what I've agreed with.
Right.
But I've noticed that, you know, through history, every time there's some turmoil or something, you know, people start talking about gold again and bringing back gold back in and stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And I mean, real quick before I let you guys go, I was listening to an interview from this guy named Houston Smullins. He's the last living protege of Ezra Pound. And he was the first one to write a book about the Federal Reserve. He changed the name a few times, but one of the names was The Secret of the Federal Reserve. And he said that the John Birch Society, I think, I'm not sure. That they hired G. Edward Griffin to write The Creature from Jekyll Island. And Houston Smullins said that it is an exact plagiarization of his book. But what he did at the end was say, but what we need to do to save everything is go back to gold.
Well, the problem with the gold proposal, a lot of people are out there proposing the gold standard. And again, I think it'd probably be better than what we currently have with the inflation, the money supply, and all that.
Right.
But it's still a government-imposed standard. It's still the government coming from the top down saying, this is how it shall be.
Right. Yes, it's really best to just let currencies compete the same way Walmart and Kmart would, you know, and whoever comes out on top is obviously, you know, the best.
Well, there would be different likely options based on what people want. And it wouldn't necessarily be the banks. I mean, sometimes the banks might compete in that industry. There might actually be a company that was just a money supplier, like was their thing. It may not be gold. There might be something better than gold out there.
Exactly.
So the free market would allow that experimentation and innovation to occur.
Though historically, gold and silver have worked really well.
This is true.
Yeah, I just in that movie, they also explain tally sticks and stocks and bonds. They explain the whole thing, how that started.
Now, what was this, the Oz movie?
It's just, The Secret of Oz.
The Secret of Oz.
Bill Still, the people who made the Money Masters. But it's just, I mean, I agree with you guys, but it's just interesting about how gold has been through the ages, and you wonder, you know, I wonder why has it always been gold, the main thing? You know, why isn't it not, I don't know, a special blade of grass? I don't know.
Because grass will wither away.
Yeah, because gold is pretty.
Yeah, I know.
It is.
It's an element.
Resistant to corrosion.
It's useful.
People want it for jewelry. And
easily divisible.
Yeah.
So it's always had value for as long as mankind has been around.
But it's good to educate yourself on the subject.
Absolutely. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. And more calls coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale prices.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial in toll free. 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And we invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy all the features there. And they are for free, so you can enjoy things like our archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours right on the front page, or click into the podcast or the archive section and go all the way back to 2006 free at freetalklive.com.
and take the StartPage.com's 7-day challenge. For 7 days, use StartPage.com instead of your Big Brother search engine and experience the difference. You'll get search results aggregated from 12 major search engines, but unlike your old search engine, you'll have complete privacy in your search. You'll also have complete privacy if you use the proxy link that's beneath each search result when you use StartPage.com. It's an incredible service offered to you completely free and allows you to, well, you know, keep from being tracked, spindled, watched, and mutilated by the other search engines out there. It's StartPage.com.
Let's continue with your phone calls and go to Eric in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, what you guys have touched upon is the subject of monetary policy, which is the most important subject that you could possibly be talking about.
He who controls the money controls everything, right?
Yeah, and I would suggest you use the term slave market in your vocabulary.
What do you mean by that?
When we are paying a third party usury for the use of currency, we are basically slaves.
Well, you're also slaves. You're also a slave because there's a criminal gang that will take money from you, and you know, you don't really have much say in that.
Yeah. What we're supposed to be giving ourselves credit, because you need credit for your economy to be running at maximum velocity. So the question is do you pay a third party for the use of that credit in the form of usury, or do we just simply give ourselves free credit?
I don't understand your question. Can you explain that better?
It's in fact the most hard subject to explain by reason. But we can simply give ourselves credit.
Who is we? What are you talking about? Give yourself credit. What is that supposed to mean?
I shouldn't have to go to a third party to borrow money to buy something from you. Okay.
So who are you going to borrow it from?
I'm just going to simply borrow it from you.
Well, you could do that.
There are companies that have their own credit cards and things like that. Like when you go to Walmart, for instance, or Target, they offer you 10%. You get 10% off this transaction if you'll get our credit card. And they probably are contracting that out, but some of them have it in-house. And so you could then, in that case, they are fronting you the money to buy their own product with. Is that what you're talking about, that kind of thing?
Similar. Have you studied monetary policy as much?
Not really.
I've done my best.
Yeah.
And by the way, I'd like to take umbrage with your term usury. Usury is sort of an assessment. Someone can decide what is usury or what isn't for themselves. But you know, if
it becomes usury over some arbitrary amount of
right,
percentage
basically,
points,
you know, somebody's
alone.
Arbitrary amount as yeah. to what the interest rate is on a particular loan.
Well,
is 3% usury or 30% usury?
I would use the term usury in referring to anything that is not a dividend, as in something you get when you buy a stock and your company is successful.
I don't understand. Are you saying that a 3% loan is usury?
It's usury if you're borrowing the money from somebody that didn't even have it in the first place.
Oh, okay. Right. So what you're saying is the point you're making there is that the people that are giving out credit in this country are essentially creating debt. They're not really giving you anything that's hard and firm. Like they're incrementing numbers in a computer and they're allowed to do so by the banking system. Is that what you're getting at?
Right, because people are brainwashed into allowing that to happen.
Sure, sure. I see where you're coming from. And that's part and parcel to the whole debt-based system that we have here. I mean, the Federal Reserve notes, they actually point out on them that a note is essentially a promise to pay. So Federal Reserve note isn't anything but debt. It's evidence of debt at the Federal Reserve that was created by the federal
right.
government, as I understand
it. Which creates a situation where you literally cannot pay back your debts. Have you ever heard that before?
No, that's an inaccurate statement. If you're saying it's you, plural, everybody in America or everybody who uses dollars,
y'all.
That's a true statement, y'all. But if you're saying you can't pay back your debt,
that's
absolutely,
not true.
Right. I can pay back my debts. I am paying back my debts.
Right, but you have to capture currency from somebody that can't pay back their debt. It's a lose-lose. I mean,
beats debtor's
win-lose.
Prison, doesn't it?
What's that?
Does it beat debtor's prison?
Does it beat debtor's prison?
Well, I mean, that was the option prior to, you know, this time frame, right? They, you know, indentured servitude, that kind of thing. I'm not saying that it's the only options. I'm just saying that, look, you know, you're seeing an evolution in the system here. I agree that we need to evolve beyond this, but some of the terms that you are using scare me.
Really?
Yes.
Please elaborate.
Okay. Usury, when you're talking about what you're talking about using the term usury for isn't what the sort of definition of it is. So that concerns me, all right?
Right, because one of the main concerns of the bankers is to redefine terms so that we literally cannot communicate with each other.
You are redefining the terms, not the bankers. Usury means somebody's arbitrary number that is too much as far as interest goes, not creating money out of thin air and then loaning that to somebody at an interest rate.
Right. That's their definition. But what is the real definition? I mean,
real definition is of usury, and it's like, you know, it's a crime, essentially.
The lending or practice of the lending money at an exorbitant interest rate.
Right.
If you create money on with a fractional reserve banking system, you can, in other words, you can loan out $10,000 if you only have $1,000 on deposit.
Sure.
You are committing a crime.
Sure, I understand what you're saying. Look, we're all in agreement that the current monetary system is pretty crazy, and it benefits the people in power. So what's your point here tonight?
Well, you need to think about a new monetary policy.
I don't want a monetary policy. I just want freedom. I want the marketplace to be on my side.
You have to have credit in order for the marketplace to function.
Okay, so, and that's another one for, first off, I agree. People are always going to – there's always going to be credit.
Yeah, there's still going to be –
if Luther wants $5, I'm going to lend it to him.
Right, there's
if
still
going
to be
50,
reputation to build that on. I mean, it's not like that's going to go away.
Well, the
are
question –
are you saying there shouldn't be credit?
No, he's saying there needs to be credit.
There needs to be credit, but the question is do you go to a third party to get it, or do we just give it to ourselves?
What kind of talk is that? I just don't understand.
I know.
I'll hold you over because I want to try to get an answer out of you that actually makes sense. If I'll go to whoever gives me the best deal. How about that? 800-259-9231. Let me shop around. Let the free marketplace operate. More with Eric. Confusing here. It's Free Talk Live.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed two value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes three very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You are invited to bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features on the site, including our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. WIKIWiki.freetalklive.com. You can go and get interactive there. And like the rest of our website, it's totally free.
Memory Dealers is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. They even offer great prices and service on used networking equipment such as Cisco routers and switches. They offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers. They're 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, and they're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery at memorydealers.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here with what's a little bit of a confusing call for me. Trying my best to really understand where Eric is coming from in Washington. Now, some of the basic concepts I think I agree with him on. The idea that, you know, the system is screwed up and definitely change is needed. But I think my agreement that might stop with you there, because what you're saying, Eric, or what you were saying right before the break was that that you don't think loans should be issued or credit should be issued through third parties, and that we should create it for ourselves. Can you did I get that right, Eric?
Yes, you got it right.
So what does that mean?
So how does one create credit for oneself?
Well, we as a community basically determine a credit limit for all the producers of our community.
We as a community determine a credit limit for all of the producers.
Yeah.
So you're talking about some sort of coercive government cram down that you force on people?
One of the problems is when you refer to our government, you're referring to private entities as it stands right now. We don't have a government of the people.
You're never going to have a government of the people. You're going to have a government of the people who are in charge.
Yeah, I don't want a government.
I've got this question. So let's say you've got this cap that I'm allowed to have as far as credit goes. And then, so I've got this credit. I'm at that limit. And then I go to Ian and I say, hey, man, I need $10,000 to make this deal happen. And then Ian decides that he'll loan that $10,000 to me at 10% interest, and I agree to that. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to say you don't need to borrow that $10,000 from Ian. You can borrow it.
Who are you to tell me who I should and shouldn't borrow money from?
I'm just saying you could. No, you could.
But I was at the cap. We as a community, you said, were going to come up with limits for producers to borrow money, right?
Uh-huh.
And then what good is your limit if you don't have some kind of coercive force behind that limit?
And then you would borrow what you want to borrow in excess of your limit. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, the question would be, what would you do to Mark for borrowing beyond the limit?
Nothing. He's absolutely free to borrow
from
anybody.
So what's the point of having a limit?
Well, the limit is determined by how much you can pay back in your lifetime to whatever you borrow,
Wait a minute. If I was going to borrow something and the lender didn't think I could pay it back in my lifetime, why would they lend it to me?
We as a community are going to lend you
Who?
How did the community get the money?
The same way the Federal Reserve gets the money, except without usury.
Thin air?
Yes.
So you're saying that the local community, meaning the government, is going to loan people money?
Yes.
Boy, that sounds like a horrible idea. Why would I want to get a loan from the government?
And that's why we can't change our monetary policy, because it's a horrible idea. So let's let a third party rape us.
You don't think the government's raping you?
Yes, they're a private entity. Our government is a private entity.
Oh, and
right
what
now.
Do you propose to change that?
The monetary policy.
But your monetary idea is bad as the government's idea.
It's only practically it's on a the smaller, same model.
Yeah, it's basically the same model on a smaller scale. And what I'm telling you will be superior is letting the marketplace decide. We, as a big community, can decide what we want to take as money. So we can decide as individuals what we will each individually take on as debt, what we will charge for money that we lend, and what we will accept as payment in.
Who's gonna lend the money? People with gold, vast quantities of gold stored up.
Doesn't necessarily have to be gold. I mean,
whatever's valuable.
Yeah.
Whatever
carries wealth.
Yeah, take a look at the barter exchanges.
You don't believe in giving anybody credit.
What the hell are you talking about?
No, I could easily, if Ian came to me and said, hey, man, I need to borrow, $40, I'll give you
that's
the credit.
Credit.
I know you'll pay me back. That's credit right there.
Part is confusing to you about this, Eric? I mean, what we're talking about here is a freedom where you allow the marketplace to work. You allow people to come to whoever they want to come to get money for whatever purposes that they can come to an agreement upon. And you don't have a central control. Why all of the obsession with we this and community that and central centralized control over the economy? Are you just a central planner at heart that's really just upset that you aren't in charge?
Let me put it this way. Let's say it's not $40. Let's say it's a lawnmower. Okay? And you got the lawnmower and your buddy's got a stereo. Obviously you could barter that directly, right?
Right, right.
But if you don't want a stereo, then if you had some currency to make the transaction, then that would enable that transaction, right?
Right. But currency doesn't mean that currency is printed out of thin air and created out of nothing by an arbitrary group of individuals.
No, it's a promise to pay. It's an IOU.
Not necessarily.
No, currency
gold,
isn't...
Gold and silver have been used as currency. Seashells well, at one point have been used as currency. They're right. Not printed. They're not IOUs.
They're not IOUs.
Right, but if you don't have any gold and silver, then does that make it so you can't do any commerce?
If you don't have any dollars, does that mean you can't do any commerce, Eric?
No, you can go and
you can go
do
to
things.
the next most valuable commodity.
It's
you've got your time, you've got your
medium
effort.
Of exchange, Eric.
Eric, thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight at 800-259-9231. I can't take it anymore. It's driving me mad talking to that guy.
I'm sounding like a jerk, and I don't want to sound
right,
like a jerk. I don't want to be a jerk.
I was trying to really understand what he was saying. What I heard from Eric was that he is a central planner, and he would not answer my question when I asked him that. He is one of the very, very, many, many, very smart people that believes they know best how things should work. And if you just put Eric in charge, if we, the community, would just put Eric in charge, then he could implement the perfect plan. It would be far better than the federal government system. Just put Eric in charge.
Even though it would be exactly the same.
Well, exactly the same, but Eric's in charge.
Right.
And it's on a smaller basis and da-da-da-da-da, whatever the different parameters would
and
be.
And he wouldn't enforce his gaps.
And guess what?
Or caps.
Eric is not the only person who's got a brilliant plan for how the economy should work.
Or anything else.
Eric and a bunch of other people out there who are thinking about this a lot, clearly, and spending a lot of time on this, would love to get in charge of the economy and the money system and things like that. And I don't want any of that. I don't want any of your plans. I want them all. I want everybody's plan to be able to be tried in the marketplace and find out which ones work without having one group of people with guns force one of them down my throat.
Yeah, and then let me decide.
Right. The only reason that the Federal Reserve works with fiat currency is because the Treasury...
Legal tender.
What's that?
It's legal tender.
Well, it's not even that. It would still wouldn't work as legal tender because you can look at all kinds of nations that their monetary system go boom. The reason it works is because the Treasury orders up these Federal Reserve notes, and the Treasury is attached to the United States government, and they will send people with guns to your house to throw you in jail if you don't give them a certain amount of money. They are an organization of force. If you want your fiat currency to work, I guess tally sticks accepted, you have to use violence against people.
There's more coming up here. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time for your calls if you make them now. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down Fat Hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush. Millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance. In a can.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Luther.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we give you the features for free. So enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You get your shopping done, get it delivered to your door, and probably get exactly what you're looking for at a great price. Plus, you can even buy used if you need to save a few extra bucks, or go brand new and get yourself free Super Saver shipping on orders over $25. And the free Super Saver shipping applies to a whole bunch of their items, not all of their new items, but seems like most of them. Head over to amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, and benefit Free Talk Live, because when you enter through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the purchase. So, Luther, the Free State Project, we all moved up here because of it. What was it to you that was most interesting, enticing about moving to New Hampshire for the Free State Project?
Being around other like-minded individuals.
And that's worked out, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've made so many connections, and it's easy to connect with people up here, I feel. I mean, I meet people left and right all the time, every week, it seems, and especially at Porkfest. I met so many great people, and I'm just developing great friendships, hopefully some future business relationships. I mean, it's not to mention that it's just so lovely up here.
It is. So it sounds like you're glad you moved then.
Oh, yeah. And actually, right now I'm living outside of Keene. I have a beautiful view of, I can see the mountains of Vermont. I see Lake Spofford. I see the sunset. It's great, and I'm sad to see it go, but I'm going to be in town. So.
Meaning you're moving into Keene. You're sad to see the view go.
Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yeah.
So you can go and learn more about the Free State Project and why you should make the move up here. They've got over 101 reasons to move at 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire at the Free State Project's website. I highly recommend you take a look at those there, because I found them very persuasive when I was considering joining the Free State Project, or when I was considering moving to New Hampshire. I thought those were very good. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more and to get on board, because the sooner you can get here, the sooner we can have more freedom. I mean, it's just numbers. It really is just about the numbers and getting people here and getting them together and creating relationships and getting active. And when you've got a bunch of people, you can do activism that was impossible before. So come join the fun, freestateproject.org, as we continue here. So I promise you we'd tell you about the police captain and the 10-year-old boy. What was their interaction like? I mean, you would think that with a 10-year-old boy, I know kids growing up earlier these days are maturing earlier. I know that tends to be the case, but 10-year-old boy is still a pretty small little thing, right? I mean,
10-year-old
kids aren't really mature. They're
maybe still the very, very, maybe the earliest levels of puberty in some cases. But let me explain to you what happened here. From William Grigg at LouRockwell.com. Former Martins,
this isn't going to be a very kind article to the police chief or police captain or whatever he is.
Former Martinsville, Indiana police captain William Jennings, a jowly adult male of expansive carriage, means he's fat, assaulted a 10-year-old, 94-pound boy last March 30th at Tender Teddy's daycare. The police, you see, had been summoned by the manager to deal with the unruly boy, who quite understandably put up what a struggle he could when the armed strangers placed their hands on him. The child began kicking as the police tried to restrain him, in the words of the local news account. Eventually, the child calmed down, but Jennings decided to administer a little street justice by slapping him in the face.
Oh, boy.
His partner, Officer Darren Johnson, then reacted to this outburst of gratuitous violence by administering the stun gun to the 10-year-old victim.
So the kids calm down, they slap him in the face, and then
tase him. Yep.
Wow.
According to Johnson, now this is not the captain, this is just the officer. He says, I told my captain after we left I didn't want to tase that 10-year-old child, he told the disciplinary hearing. He said, it's not something I expected doing until the point my superior officer took the action that he did. I felt the situation was out of control, and I'm sorry it had to come to that. Now, Johnson, significantly, is the one who actually testified that the child had already calmed down prior to Jennings' assault and his own decision to employ his portable electroshock torture device. According to his family, Jennings, the captain, is good with children and has never been violent. That is, until he was swaddled in a government-issued costume and clothed in the supposed authority to use potentially lethal force against any mundane, even a 10-year-old child, who displays anything other than reflexive submission to the sanctified agents of government coercion. Jennings compounded his aggravated assault on a child with perjury by neglecting to mention the slapping incident in his official report. Johnson's act was nothing less than felonious assault on a child with a deadly weapon. And predictably, both have been cleared of any criminal wrongdoing. You see, it's entirely legal to slap a 10-year-old boy across the face if they've been unruly, if you're a police officer, even once they've calmed down. And it's entirely legal to employ a taser on a 10-year-old boy.
I can't imagine what would have happened if this was a school administrator, teacher, daycare worker.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially a daycare worker, a babysitter. You know,
right.
I mean, somebody
right.
in the private market. It's one thing if the government bureaucrats are going to be protected to some
extent.
Yeah,
they got their unions.
And their sovereign immunity and their qualified immunity and all that stuff. But if you're talking about the, what was it, Tender Teddy's daycare?
That's right.
If one of the workers there at Tender Teddy's daycare would have slapped this kid and then hit him with their, you know, their private taser, people can get these.
Sure.
After they'd calmed down, my God, what
the
that would have been like.
Yeah. So Jennings, by the way, was forced to resign, which is a little unusual, making him a gypsy cop who will probably find employment in the same field elsewhere without much difficulty, because that's what happens to these guys. I mean, he was cleared of any wrongdoing, but forced to resign at the same time, so he'll likely get picked up by another police department.
He'd probably be put on some terrible list if he was a private citizen and, you know, masqueraded as
child abuse. I mean,
yeah,
come on,
exactly.
That's pretty serious. Johnson faces a 45-day unpaid suspension and 2 years professional probation, which means he'll be back on the job in a month and a half when he should be headed for prison. But the stories don't end there, according to William Grigg. And by the way, this story brought to you by copblock.org. Actually, you know, well, we might hold that here for tomorrow night. It's about an 80-year-old man and a police officer. But first, we'll go to your phone calls here. An unscreened caller is on the amp lines. Hello there.
Hey, guys. It's Alex in New Jersey.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a lifeguard at a pool in the town that I live in, and we just had an incident with a 9-year-old, and I was hearing you read that story about the incident with the cop and the 10-year-old. These two 9-year-olds were fighting at the pool, and they were getting serious with each other, like they were going to start throwing punches. And we had to take the one kid, we had to lift him up under his shoulders, we had to physically walk him out of the pool area. And then, of course, the kid's brother was getting taunted by this other instigator, and then they started punching each other, and then I had to come in and grab the other kid. I was happy that we didn't have to call the police, because I can only imagine what they would have done. But, you know, it's really tough to try and to physically restrain these kids, because you don't want to necessarily do that, but at the same time you want to make sure that they're not punching each other
mm-hmm.
at your pool. So we have to walk a very, very fine line between restraining them and letting them go. You know what I mean? It's
yeah.
very difficult to do that and keep a good balance.
It's got to be a challenge, especially because you can't employ the methods that the police do with impunity.
And the problem is, too, if you go and you do something too hard to the kid, his older brother will come and then he'll get in your face and you're likely going to get shot because these people, they all have friends that they can call. And especially we had a problem with a bunch of guys doing graffiti on the table, and we tried to tell them to leave, but they would just give us back talk and attitude. And what are we going to do? These kids are now the other kids that were doing the graffiti. They're 16, you know, around that age. We can't physically lift them and throw them out of the park. What are we going to do?
We have to rely on the police, call the cops. That's all you can do.
There's nothing else we can do, but I don't want to do that.
Sure.
It's such a shame.
Well,
what do you think I could do?
I understand, but we're living. There's problems with calling the police. There absolutely are. But we're living in a world where the government has the monopoly privilege on the use of force. If you were to use whatever force was necessary in order to extricate these kids and be able to do that, for one, if you were able to do that, they wouldn't be giving you back talk and refusing to leave. But if you were to do it, you would have to do something that was, it'd be pretty tough, and they'd come after you, either in a legal or in a real world sense. That would be it would be very unpleasant.
Yeah, I'm with you, Alex. I refuse to call the police as often as I possibly could, but if I were in a situation where there were no other options, I am paying them for a service. Hopefully they would come and use their force judiciously.
If you had like Wackenhut security or something at your pool, you could call the security guards or something like that. I mean, that's what they're for.
Right.
Hey, thanks, Alex, for the call. I appreciate it. And tonight, it has been Ian with you.
And Luther.
And Mark.
And we will be back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. And we'll see you then.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.